Brilliance Audio presents The Talent-Powered Organization, Strategies for Globalization, Talent Management, and High Performance by Peter Cheese, Robert J. Thomas, and Elizabeth Craig. Performed by Brian Troxell. Foreword by Don Tapscott. If you are not yet a believer, this book will convince you that talent has become the single most important force creating strategic value for your organization. And it will give you a new framework for doing something about it. Under industrial capitalism, the key corporate assets were physical resources, physical plants, and financial capital. Today, physical resources are relatively unimportant in most industries. Even in the steel industry, it's not the iron ore that counts, but the people, knowledge, systems, and processes that count. In yesterday's economy, workers contributed their brawn, not their brain. Companies invested in big factories with production processes and sophisticated machinery that required little decision-making or skill from the operator. General Motors, 50 years ago, did strength tests for prospective factory workers. Physical labor was a commodity sold by workers and organized by their unions to increase its value. Time at work was pretty much time taken away from your life, and working people sought their personal fulfillment through leisure. No longer. Today, the only meaningful assets are knowledge assets, and the only meaningful form of capital is intellectual capital. This is why former Citigroup chief executive Walter Wriston once noted that information about money has become almost as important as money itself. The revolution in information and communications technologies is at the heart of these changes. The internet and other technologies enable thinking and the communication, management, and sharing of knowledge like never before. And workers derive a great deal of their sense of self-worth from the work that they do and the intellectual contributions they make. This book amply documents that today's organizations need to be able to learn and teach if they wish to be competitive. In the author's words, the key factor in determining the success of any organization is its ability to use human talent, to discover it, develop it, deploy it, motivate, and energize it. Human talent, the combined capacity and will of people to achieve an organization's goals, is a productive resource like no other. A company remains competitive only if it acquires, develops, and uses knowledge faster than the competition. Any firm can have the same technology as another company. Any product can be copied. Competitive advantage is ephemeral as firms constantly seek new ways to create value. Marketplace success hinges on the knowledge and creative genius of the product strategists, developers, and marketers. Peter Senge was right to note many years ago that organizational learning becomes a critical competitive advantage. Coupled with this corporate transformation is the arrival of a generation of workers with a completely new approach to the workplace. Today's youth are the first generation to come of age in the digital age. Computers and networks are transforming business, entertainment, government, and every institution around them. Unlike their parents, they have no fear of the new technology because it is not technology to them. I call them the net generation. Their arrival is causing a generation lap. They are lapping their parents on the info track. For the first time ever, children are an authority on a central innovation facing society. This has profound implications for corporations. Although the net generation is savvy, confident, upbeat, open-minded, creative, and independent, they are a challenge to manage. To meet their demands for more learning opportunities and responsibility ownership, instant feedback, greater work-life balance, and stronger workplace relationships, companies must alter their culture and management approaches, while continuing to respect the needs of older employees. Properly cultivated, this generation's attributes will be a critical source of innovation and competitive advantage to the organization. But while the demand for knowledge workers grows, the domestic supply is shrinking. Enrollment in science and technology faculties is declining in the U.S. and other Western countries.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?